Welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. I am your host, Kevin Kaufman, and along with my business partner, Fred Weaver, we bring to you our podcast where we highlight some of the best and brightest in the real estate industry, along with a weekly segment called Industry Headlines. We are a proud member of the Industry Syndicate, family of real estate podcasts, and we are so glad that you are listening and tuning in today, and we hope you enjoy our show. All right, guys, we're back with Kevin and Fred Show, and today I am rejoined by my buddy, Chris Jones, founder and CEO, all things cool at Guerrilla Realty. Chris, what's up, dude?
Not much. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing good. I'm stoked for us to do this because, number one, you and I usually get to catch up on the phone every couple of months. We do a webinar about once a month inside Next Level Agents where, quite frankly, you freaking crush it. We'll talk more about that later. But we haven't had a chance to catch up in like over a month now. I think the last time we talked was just before I went on vacation in July. And so I'm just stoked to catch up, and hopefully the listeners will catch something out of it. I know I do every time you and I chat. So first of all, Chris, welcome back to the show, dude.
Thank you so much. This is my favorite show to be on. I tell all the podcast hosts that, though, just so you know.
I don't blame you. I'd say that too. So first of all, Chris, let's do this. So for anybody who didn't catch your first appearance on the show, and maybe we could, let's link back to that there in the notes. We'll put that link in the notes for your first appearance, which is, it's been a minute. Give a quick introduction to people, like who's Chris Jones and what the hell is Guerrilla Realty, dude?
Yeah. So first of all, quick piece of advice. Don't name your business a homonym, right? So this is Guerrilla Realty, not the animal, but like guerrilla warfare, unconventional methods is guerrilla warfare, or it's Guerrilla Realty rather.
So you don't like list and sell zoos is what you're saying?
No, man. And the crazy thing, I think there is a Guerrilla Realty that's the gorilla, the animal. So anyway, don't ever name your business a homonym. It'll suck. It'll be really inconvenient. But my name is Chris Jones. I'm the founder of Guerrilla Realty. And our short tagline is that we make tools and training to help you rapidly grow your real estate business. But really, our mission is just to make really good marketing clonable. So I think you agree, but real estate's the greatest business on earth.
Right? Dude, it's the best. Like, there's so much opportunity. And I think when you say that, it's real easy for people to go, being a realtor is not that great. Or hold on. Yeah, you can sell real estate. You can be a realtor inside of real estate, but the real estate business, the industry, and all of the things that come out of it and that work in alignment with it, like marketing, which we're going to talk a lot about today. And so many of the other things that you guys do and even don't do, like all comes down to real estate. And so I love this stuff, and I could not agree with you more. This is the greatest industry.
And the reason why is, like, aside from the uncapped earning potential, like, not many businesses can you be a hairstylist yesterday. And I use that example not to denigrate hairstylists, but an agent on our team was a hairstylist making around $40,000 a year. She got out of that business, got into real estate, and now she's consistently a six-figure earner, net commissions, okay? Yep. And to have that uncapped earning potential while also building a freaking amazing talent stack. So when I was in high school, my mom made all of us kids. I was homeschooled for most of my life, but she made
it out pretty normal for that, dude.
Oh, do you not? Do you?
I'm just messing with you. No, I just wanted to mess with you. No, that was more making fun at Chris Jones, not necessarily homeschooling.
Yeah. So she made us all do team policy debate. And the reason why, she said, is that team policy debate is going to simultaneously teach you research, writing, public speaking, logic, argumentation, analogies, all kinds, the talent stack, right? And real estate's the same way. So it's the only business we're going to get in. You're going to learn legal, finance, contract, negotiation, sales, marketing. Like, you could take 10 years in the real estate business and pretty much go to any other industry on earth and be freaking awesome at it because of the talent stack that you've built in real estate. So for that reason, and the uncapped earning potential, I firmly believe real estate's the greatest business on earth.
Dude, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I know a lot of people that they now have other businesses far outside of real estate, but they really, and for me, this is true too. This has been my experience, though. I'm still in real estate, just have other businesses around it and in it. But
if you really come into real estate and become a student of all, because of all those things that you just mentioned, the marketing aspect, the legal aspect, the organizational aspect, the needing to recruit and hire and sell and developing all those skills, that's really all you ever need to run basically any other business, right? That's not like a high level specialty, like, you know, like being a doctor or a coder, but even then, like those are, you could still run those businesses. And so I could not agree with you more. And again, that is why I believe best profession ever.
Yeah. So that's the underlying belief here at Guerrilla Realty, but it also presents a problem because we could, you know, recruit more realtors. And I know you do this a lot. You recruit a realtor, gets into the business. Every realtor discovers at some point that getting consistent clients is really freaking hard.
Yeah.
Right. Eventually everyone runs out of like cousins or uncles or moms to sell real estate to. Right. And you can't manufacture new friends or family, at least not at the pace you need to. And so getting consistent clients can be really, really hard. And every realtor is left to build his own marketing engine from scratch. And it doesn't matter what your go-to trick is. It could be open houses, or it could be cold calling FSBOs, or it could be flyers or postcards or door knocking. It doesn't matter. Right. Everyone's going to have to build their own marketing engine from scratch. And it seems unfair because people have figured out real estate marketing like many times before us. Right.
Yep.
But like nobody's really made it clonable. So I always liken it. I like to use this analogy. If you or I had to build an internal combustion engine from scratch just to drive a car, right, neither of us would drive. Right. I'd be taking the bus, or I'd be taking Pat and Charlie, my legs, right? My Chevrolet legs. But luckily some genius years ago made the internal combustion engine something that was easily clonable. And now it's built in factories all over the world. Right. And now you can be a 16-year-old, knows nothing about mechanics. You know, now you don't even turn the key. You just push a button and it drives off and it works. And that's what we want to do for real estate marketing. So we built our flagship product is Pro Tools. And what it is our first stab at just making really good marketing clonable so that any agent in any market can just go in, turn the key and line up client after client after client.
I love that. And I'm gonna insert here two things real quick. So number one, I want to go back because I know you lost somebody a few minutes ago. We start talking about you can't, you know, you can only have so many cousins and aunts and uncles and friends and things like that. Because number that's true. So but there's someone listening right now, maybe it's you, that went, yeah, but I don't care. I want to work by referral only, blah, blah, blah. Listen, to me, the real estate business is not much different than a stool that you sit on. My good friend, Ben Kenny, taught me this. He's like, listen, if you're going to sit on a stool, is a stool more sturdy or do you feel more comfortable sitting on it if it has four legs or three? Four legs or two, four legs or one. And so many agents who are even successful only have one, maybe two legs. The problem is when market shifts or things happen or Google rules change or whatever, or markets go down or go up and all of a sudden you lose a segment or you lose a leg, gets knocked out. What happens? You're probably going to fall on your butt, right? And so we want to be able to have multiple things there that we can do. And here's what I love about marketing piece. This is the reason why when I dove into internet leads for the first time, 2009, never looked back because I was able to not only get those leads, but then actually turn those people into my sphere and my referral partners as well. So we only pay more attention to those people now. We just never turned off our marketing machine. We've changed the way we've done it. So I want to insert that.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I want to insert before I let you go on is, while we're not going to go through it all, because we did on the first interview, because Chris isn't just a guy that owns a marketing company. So Chris comes from a real estate family. He's actually gone out and transacted. He knows what this is like. And he just found this part of the business far more exciting. So go back and listen to the first interview again. It'll be linked in the show notes where we talk more about his actual real estate sales experience. Again, the whole family. So, all right. So Chris, tell me more. So, cause now I'm intrigued. Guerrilla Realty, you guys are making tools. You and I talk, we joke about this all the time. Although it's not really a joke on our webinars together, which is you guys make, even your trainings are crunchy. Like you give people things, whether they're customers of yours or not, that they could actually walk away with and put in a play. And you know, that's one of the reasons why you and I have connected at such a high level over the last few years. So tell me more about Guerrilla Realty and why is that important to you?
Yeah. So why is crunchy like our buzzword? Well, the reason why is my my brother and I, my brother Levi's co-founder here, and my brother and I, we both, we joke about something that we call hustle porn, right? So hustle porn is, now look, I love Gary Vaynerchuk. I think he's actually been a guest on this show.
Twice, bro. He's actually been on here more than you officially until this place.
Gary V, I am calling you out. No, no, I love Gary V. Okay, but there does come a point when the prescription for growing your real estate business or any business, if the answer is always just hustle more, then I think you're going about it the wrong way, right? So there tends to be, and now this goes without saying, if you're not working hard, if you're not an agent worth six figures in net commissions, you're never going to make six figures in that. Or if you do and you got lucky, it's not going to be sustainable. Okay. Dude. So you got to be somebody, you got to hustle. You got to be somebody that's worth six figures. All right.
Can I pause you again real quick? I want to lay this on you, this thought on you. I've not said this in public. I got this from actually a podcast I listened to by a doctor. Because I'm studying to be a doctor on the internet one day after real estate. And so this guy who's kind of my de facto mentor, all things health and longevity wise, said this one day, and he was referring to the model of obesity in America, right? But not just America, in the country. But if the application of the current thought or model is failing, then maybe that current model or thought is the problem, right? So think about what you just said. It's like on the hustle thing. To me, that's the exact same thing. If it really was just hustle, it would, that we wouldn't fail as much as we fail. And real estate agents, right, as we all know, fail like within 3 years, like 9 out of 10 are out of the business. So it's clearly not, that's not the maybe that's not the model. And you and I both love Gary Vee. And I think that his message has, I don't want to say changed, but gotten to be more understood recently, because it's not just hustle. That is not the way to go about it. Anyways, yeah. I digress. Back to you, dude.
And for sure, some people, the message they need today is that, look, you're lazy. Yep. You're not working hard enough. You don't get up early enough. You don't work late enough. And you're looking for passive income, which doesn't exist. And you want to make money while sitting on a beach, sipping Mai Tais or whatever the cliche is, right? And I don't think that exists. So maybe you do need to hustle more. But for a lot of agents, the reason why we talk crunchy is that my brother and I, we hate this idea of hustle porn, that the answer is always just hustle. Like, imagine if your football coach said, hey guys, the answer, you know, we're down at halftime, but the answer to win this game is like score more points. Yeah. Okay. Like, well, duh, but how are we going to score more points? What's the playbook, which is another term that we use here. What's something crunchy, coach, that we can go out and we can execute on today? And so that's what everything that we do, the tools, the training, the webinars that we teach to your audience. We want to make sure that it is something that is crunchy, meaning it's something that you can actually go and do today that will get you some kind of result towards your end goal, right? So everything that we do is based around that idea of, like, the answer isn't always hustle porn or just hustle more, right? A lot of times the answer is to do something different or do something better.
Yeah. No, so true. You know, you make me think of, you and I talked about this a little bit before, and we've done a few webinars on this recently, like on CMAs and basically how to properly price a home, right? And that's I didn't realize it was a big deal until you and I were doing a webinars sometime last year. Mm-hmm. I made a post about it inside of our Facebook group, Next Level Agents, and something like 1500 people replied to it. Like, it got so much attention. Literally one of the editors at Inman News emailed me and said, wow, that seemed to be a very touchy subject there, or not touchy, but like very interesting to people. I noticed in your Facebook group, you know, would you write an article on this or something for me? And I told her, I was like, no, because I'm not the expert. My buddy Chris is. But to me, that was like that definitely showed, every time we've talked about that, people realize like there's something going on. So when I see something like that, when CMA is very basic, like I learned how to do it probably my third day in real estate or whatever, right? Or that's how first time I started to learn how to do it. But clearly it's something that I would say is maybe misunderstood, or, and people are aware of it at least on some level. And totally. How did you tune into that? And then number one, how do you actually take something like that when you realize, like in that case, CMA, that's important to people, even though it seems like a very normal or boring thing.
Yeah.
and realize, yeah. Hey, maybe I should create some training or some sort of tools or some sort of method around this.
Yep. So this is a method that I learned how to do a superior CMA when my dad recruited me into real estate. He's kind of a geek and has a numbers background. And he said, look, go ahead and throw out the method that you learned in real estate school. And this is the method your broker would teach you if you ask your broker. Go ahead and throw that out because it sucks. From a mathematical standpoint, it's a mess. And you know, I just mentioned a minute ago about how if you want to be an agent that earns consistently six figures or you want to earn 250K, you need to be an agent that's worth six figures or 250K. And nice. One of the easiest ways to be worth it is to truly become a market expert. And most realtors would say, because they wear the little realtor badge on their lapel, they'd be like, oh, I'm a market expert, right? But most realtors couldn't tell you appreciation for any market or submarket in their area. They couldn't tell you true days on market. They're just going to repeat whatever's in the MLS, which is wrong. We can talk about that later. And they couldn't do a legit CMA that got an accurate valuation for, someone joked, I did this webinar recently. They said, yeah, that's the standard method is the PFUDA method. And that's the pull a number out of thin air number. Okay. And that's what the standard CMA method, which we all know it, right? So you get three active comps, you get three closed comps, and then you throw out anything that is going to move the needle in the wrong direction and you call it an outlier, right? And you basically manipulate and massage it till you get the number that you want, and you take it to the seller and you say, this is where you're going to list your property at. And the seller most times is not expert enough to know whether the number is completely made up or not. And you list it. And I tell you, I've never seen more 24-hour heroes in my life than this seller's market that we're in right now. Do you know what a 24-hour hero is?
Yeah. Like, listen, I'm sure it's none of our listeners, but if you know someone in your brokerage or a friend of yours in real estate that is posting about how they got multiple offers above listing price, above asking price, and they act like it's because of their amazing marketing, please, number one, slap them. And then number two, send them to Chris's next webinar, because no kidding, right? Like, I get it. It's multiple offer Monday. It is in every single city, in every single state around this entire country. So let's move forward.
Yeah, totally. And I like to use this analogy that I think makes more sense to the average realtor. So are you like a collector? Do you collect anything, or do you like cars, vintage cars, anything like that?
Well, let me ask you this. Knowing what you know about me and knowing that we've never talked about this, what do you think my answer is?
So I want you to imagine that you had a basketball signed by LeBron James, your favorite player of all time.
Not my favorite, but okay. I am a Lakers fan though. But
okay. So you have a Kobe Bryant signed basketball. Playoff used basketball. In fact, it was the game winning of whatever game. Okay. It was the game winning shot. It was the buzzer beater. So you have this Kobe Bryant signed basketball and you fall on hard times, right? Can't pay your bills because you're a deadbeat, obviously, Kevin. You can't pay your bills. You fall on hard times. So you need to move this basketball so that you can get some scratch together and pay your bills, right? Okay. So you decide you're going to list it on OfferUp or Craigslist, right? So you list it, but who really knows what that's worth? So you just list it for $5,000. Do you think a Kobe Bryant signed basketball could go for $5,000?
It's got to be more. I'm like,
so if it was the buzzer beater, maybe like $50,000. But anyway, let's just say you throw a price out there.
Okay.
And within an hour, two people show up at your office with a duffel full of cash and they say, hey, I'll give you 50. And then there's a bidding war, right? And somebody comes out on top at $57,000. Okay. What's the first thought that goes through your mind, Kevin?
If I sold it that fast, I probably did not get enough money for it.
Yeah. So that's what normal people think logically, but somehow the rules of logic are suspended in real estate. So if a realtor does that, he throws himself a parade and actually brags about it on Facebook. And he becomes what I call the 24-hour hero, right? He actually uses it as a marketing piece to get more clients when he's just broadcasting that he ripped his client off.
Yeah. Right?
And having a legit seat, like most times, you can guess at the property, you know, value of the house and get within 20%. You could, you know, just throw a dart at the wall, you know, randomly. Okay. In a fast appreciating market, if you're not a real market expert and you don't know how to do a legit CMA, then you're costing your clients tons of money. And you know what? If it's not a fast appreciating market, then you're just costing a lot of time because maybe you're overpricing it, right? But you won't know if you don't know how to do a legit CMA. So we teach a method that I call the bulletproof CMA. That's just like our brand name. And, By the time this episode's out, we might have bulletproofcma.com live. But anyway, you can get our calculator at Nerdsheets, which is another free app that we built. It's a briefcase of all of our calculators. So nerdsheets.com, you can download our Bulletproof CMA calculator. Any agent, I don't care if you're a math phobe or you're a geek, it doesn't make any difference. Any agent can learn how to do one of these CMAs in less than 15 minutes. And it takes an average of 50 data points minimum. And it uses three different valuation methods that each one on its own is a legitimate way to value a property. And it's superior to the way that most realtors value properties. And every time I teach this, by the way, some ex-appraiser comes and says, hey, I used to be an appraiser, now I'm a realtor. And this is actually almost identical to the method I use. I didn't know that it could be so simple if you had the right tool, right? But it factors in appreciation, a bunch of other things, and it's super accurate. It will stand any amount of scrutiny, and it'll make sure that you get the pricing right. And I recommend it for listing agents, but buyer's agents should be using it too. Like you want to be somebody that's worth it.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. Hannah's my wife, we just listed a property for sale that we renovated. And during the renovation process, a local realtor, I know of him, he doesn't really know me. He walked in, he wanted to take a peek. And so he barged in and he looked around and he said, hey, this is nice, right? You know, maybe I'll make you an offer on it. He wanted to flip it or whatever. And I said, no, I know what I can get for it. We're going to list it at 240. I'd already done the CMA before we started. And he said, 240, you won't get it in this neighborhood. He said, list it at 195. Okay. By the time that we finished renovations, the CMA actually came back different. It was actually 253, right? Once we got really specific with it, came back at 253. We listed it at 253, sold it in 11 days, which still made me feel probably could have got more, right? But we sold it full asking at 253 in 11 days. And he was actually, and this is a local realtor that is like representing people in the sale of their property at 195. Like that's somebody that would have cost somebody else who didn't know a CMA from the hole in the ground, would have cost them 60 grand. And realtors all over the country are doing it. It's like the biggest fraud being perpetrated on the American people. And people are throwing these realtors parades.
I think there's, so the thing about real estate is tough, right? That I think is tough. And what separates the ones that survive versus the ones that are become great is the fact that you've got to get great at marketing, or I'm just gonna call it generating business, okay? Because it could be marketing, it could be prospecting, sure, it could be whatever, right? But then the other thing is you, and I'm a firm believer in this, you've got to be a subject matter expert. And meaning like you better know the market. Like you should be able to do a CMA. I don't care if you're representing the seller or the buyer. You need to know this stuff. You need to know the market conditions, the trends, where things are headed, where they were. And the difference is, you know, it's so like in Phoenix, dude, like every house is the same in most neighborhoods. It's a little bit easier to understand that here, but still you got to know the differences. There are little things that make differences. And then you've got to learn how to actually negotiate, right? So that way, right, when you know something, you then know how to go and extract that value through the negotiation and make sure everyone feels like they won. And, you know, I put those two things, one and two, in that order on purpose, because it doesn't matter if you can't generate business. And you better become an expert. But don't become an expert on the contract and negotiate and the market and all that without ever trying to generate business. So anyways, right, I digress. That was just a little mini rant I wanted to throw in there.
For sure. Two most important things for sure.
Yeah. So that's a really cool thing. So you said the URL may or may not be up by the time we go live. If it is, we'll drop it in the show notes. You said that's going to be what, bulletproofcma.com?
Yeah, bulletproofcma.com. If it's not live by the time, it's something that we're working on. You could still get our calculator. We share it as a spreadsheet. It's a beautiful spreadsheet and it works amazingly well, but we wanted to add a couple of features and to have it generate printouts. So we're going to build it into a full-fledged free app, kind of like FSBNames or Listing Kick or some of the other apps we've built. But if you want to get it today and bulletproofcma.com is not live yet, just go to nerdsheets.com. That's got all of our calculators. And some of them are spreadsheets, some of them are full apps, but that's how you can get it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Maybe just an idea, like let's, once this episode goes out, which I don't know yet, but I'll, you know, connect offline when it'll go, let's maybe do a kind of follow-up webinar the following week or maybe even the same week and actually maybe walk through it, especially if the website's live at that point. I'd love to be able to do that. What else? So what other cool stuff are you working on right now? Like, what have you guys been up to? You just mentioned like Fizz Bonanza and one of your other tools, like Listing Cake. Do you want to just give us a little idea for the listener that doesn't know Gorilla Realty or Chris Jones super well yet? Like, what are, give us the overview of like, what are those couple of things that you've already built? And maybe if you have any top secret things you're working on that you can share with the audience that might be coming out in the near future.
Nothing's top secret. Bulletproofcma.com is.
Oops. Dang. You're frozen, bro. There we go. Now you're back. I'll just have Sarah, let's just edit that out. I think we're probably about 24 minutes in. Let's just go back a minute or two and make sure we chop that out.
Okay, no problem. Sorry about that. Could have been my internet.
No, all good.
Okay, so the thing that I'm most excited about, nothing top secret, but the thing that I'm most excited about is the bulletproofcma.com, turning that into a full-fledged app. It's going to be free. All you have to do is enter your email, and you can use it to your heart's content. And it's going to be an amazing tool. In fact, right before I jumped on with you, Kevin, we just finished up with the engineering team. We're wireframing it all out and getting that built. But hopefully in the next 30 to 60 days, it'll be live and people can actually go and use it. Until then, they should absolutely use our Google Sheets spreadsheet. It's still an amazing tool. It's how I do CMAs to this day. Besides that, the thing that I, like you already know, one of the things that I'm proudest of, we make lots of free tools in addition to our flagship product, Pipeline Pro Tools. We make lots of free tools, free apps, and we do webinars. But the thing that I'm most excited about that people could go out and check out today is Fizz Bonanza. So Fizz Bonanza is, it replaces a thing that most realtors are probably paying for today, right? So most realtors probably pay for some kind of service to get all the for sale owner leads in the market.
Yep.
And they just get like a new list every month or however that's, and usually it's somewhere between $50 and $200 per month for a service like that. But we realized one day that most of that info is publicly available. We just got to pull it together. And so what we did is it wasn't a small task, but we pulled it together in an app called Fizz Bonanza, play on the term, you know, Fizbo. But you can get it at fizzbonanza.com. You just enter your email, enter your zip code, and it'll pull up all of the for sale by owner listings in your area within, you know, 10 to 15 miles of your zip code. And you can download it as a CSV file. You can upload it to your contact manager, or you can call straight from the app. But we use it with all of our, you know, Fizbo listing strategies and playbooks. It's just a great place to, so you're not clicking through Zillow trying to find out who's selling by owner. You can just go on Fizz Bonanza and download the whole list.
So here's an idea I'm having in real time, and stop me if you've already thought about this and shot it down. Okay. So you guys are great at creating these marketing tools to help agents bring in more business. One of those being like Fizz Bonanza. Mm-hmm. What would it look like to maybe create some tools for sale by owner sellers? Maybe the delivery is from me as the agent to them as like an item of value, because we all know the stats, right? Like, well, we don't know the exact stats because all stats are made up for the most part, but you know, whatever it is, 7 out of 10 of them end up listing within 60 days or whatever that number is. Right. So, you know, one of the ways that people get in front of them is just get in front of them and give them an item of value. Have you ever considered, or would that be a possibility to do something like that where, hey, the tool is actually in mind of bringing value to the for sale by owner in hopes that whether it's that transaction or maybe a subsequent or just a referral for the agent who brings that to the for sale by owner?
Yeah. So actually, I'm going to get ultra crunchy on you.
Do it.
And I want, if we've got time, I'm just going to walk you through one of the simplest strategies to flip a for sale by owner and get the listing.
Hit me.
So we call this Zillow jacking, but what we do is we download a list of for sale owners. And usually when people do the for sale owner thing, it's usually cold calling through a list of like 100 people. And you're just hoping that like one of them will agree to an appointment with you. Right. And so it's extremely emotionally draining. You get hung up on a lot, you get cussed out, right? Nobody likes realtors. What we do is extremely tactical, because to be honest, maybe it's because I'm getting old. I just don't have the stomach for that anymore. I just don't want to make 100 phone calls to get turned down 99 times. I just don't want to anymore, right? And so what we'll do, and generally we only call 2 to 3 people in the morning before we get a yes and we're on our way. So this is what we do. We call up for sale by owner And they'll answer the phone, hello, you know, and I say, hey, my name is Chris Jones. I'm a realtor here in Fayetteville. And, you know, quickly get to the next part because they're like already ready to hang up on you. And I said, hey, would you mind if I came and took a video of your property? And of course, they're totally taken aback because no one's, you know, lots of realtors have called them. Nobody's asked if they can take a video of the property. And they say, well, I guess you can, but why? And I say, well, you know, it really doesn't matter what your excuse is. My excuse was generally, I've got lots of out of town buyers and I want to be able to save them a trip. And so I'll just send them a video of the property and maybe we'll get you an offer. I don't know. Now everyone has a built-in excuse of COVID. Like maybe you don't want strangers tromping around your house, or maybe they don't want to tromp around some stranger's house. But in any case, I get it passed. I say, you know, I'll send you my realtor card if you need, so that you know that I am who I say I am. And if you're okay with it, just send me the lockbox code and I'll let myself in and I'll take a video. And so I go to the house the very next day. Super important. Do whatever you say you're going to do.
Yeah. Right? So as a realtor, that's kind of important.
Most people don't trust you. They already kind of think of you as a used car salesman anyway. So they think of you as kind of scammy. So first of all, if you say you're going to get started tomorrow, just do it tomorrow. It's super important to be reliable. And so I show up the next day with my iPhone. Right. And so we have another free app called Listing Cake. Build amazing listing videos in less than 60 seconds. Right. So you go to listingcake.com. And what you do is you take photos of the property with your iPhone and then like video clips. Quick tip, turn your phone on its side, do the landscape versus portrait. Okay. But I take like 10 to 20 second video clips to show the property. I also take some good photos. And if you have an Android or iPhone, you can take amazing photos. Right. So yeah. I do that. I upload it all to Listing Cake. I put it in the order that I want. Okay. And then I choose a layout. So there'll be like a beautiful polished layout that's got all the property information and your details. And then I also choose background music. And then I hit, you know, download the final cut. Less than 60 seconds, it creates an amazing listing video that makes you look like a pro movie producer. Okay. Once it's done, I call the for sale, you know, the owner back. I call them back and I say, hey, listen, I love seeing your property. It's amazing. In fact, why the heck do you even want to sell it? And of course, then they tell you the story. They tell you what their motivation for selling is. Very important, right? That's once so you've got solid. That down.
You guys, hold on. Down. Hold on, guys. That was a masterclass right there in finding motivation and providing value in two steps. Keep going, Chris.
Absolutely. Okay. So then I say, well, look, do you want to see the video? I think it came out pretty good. Do you want to see it? And this is where realtors are always like, why would you show them a house that they just finished living in for 4 years? Like they already know what it looks like. But this is like asking somebody, if you've got kids, Kevin, if I was a photographer and I got your kids playing rec basketball or rec soccer, and I was like, I took a bunch of photos of them on Saturday. Do you want to see the photos?
Yes.
Kevin would be like, yes, send them over, right? I'm going to frame them. And that's how people feel about their home too. So they're going to say, yes, absolutely. And so I say, well, look, I'm going to upload it to Facebook and I'm just going to share it with you. Do you mind if I, you know, friend you or whatever? You could email it to them. It doesn't, the delivery method doesn't really matter, but you want to share the video. And we're going to use this to segue into another topic and say, by the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but Zillow kind of screws you as the for sale by owner, right? So you're not using a realtor. So what happens is they list your house for sale, but they put like three realtors right there on the side of the page. And I don't know if you noticed this, but they look like they're your listing agent and they're, you know, and your information's listed all the way at the bottom. And trust me, every for sale by owner is painfully aware of this fact. So they're like, yeah, it really pisses me off. I kind of hate Zillow. Maybe I'm going to take my Zillow listing down. I'm not sure. I said, well, look, there's actually a really cool hack that you can use so that your information shows up first. And I said, we do this for people all the time. I don't know if it's interesting to you, but what we do is we brand the photo with a really simple low key call to action just at the top of the photo that says, text this unique code to this phone number to get a full video tour of the property. And so it'll be, and we can brand it one of two ways. We can either brand it with your number so that they text you directly and you could connect with the buyer, maybe make a sale. Or we actually have a text autoresponder service that we pay for here at the office. And we can just plug your information in there so that anytime somebody texts a code at any hour of the night, it'll automatically reply with the info they're looking for. A lot of realtors have a tool like this. Of course, we have a tool like this. We provide a tool like this. And so we'll say, is that something that would be helpful to you? And by the way, we're equally comfortable branding with yours or with ours. 9 out of 10 times, they actually choose to brand it with our number, not their own. So Here's what's cool. Right now, the most important thing you can do to get this listing is to ask for nothing in return. All you're doing is building credibility. I actually give Gary Vee, the credit for this one. This is the jab, 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 left hook, right? So you're just going to deliver value, deliver value, deliver value, ask for nothing in return. But it makes it a lot more painless to ask for nothing in return as a realtor when you're getting a steady stream of buyer leads while this sits on Zillow, right? So this Zillow listing that you've got nothing to do with is suddenly generating buyer leads for you. And hopefully one of them makes an offer, but if ultimately that house isn't right for them, we're going to sell them something else. So we're generating buyer leads. It's not a ton. It's usually like, I don't know, our best one ever is generating like 13 leads a week. Our worst one ever is like one lead a week. It doesn't have to be a lot, but a lead is a lead, yep. Right? And so generally within 2 to 3 weeks, this seller is going to get frustrated because you know the numbers, like Kevin said, they're going to get frustrated and they're going to text me. If they don't text me, I like to reach out and check their temperature once a week, just so with a friendly text means, hey, how's it going? How's the sale of your house going? And eventually they're going to ask you, Chris or Kevin, I'm really frustrated. What would you do if you were in my shoes? Which is the best question that any seller can ask you as a realtor ever. Because yeah. Now you have a booked listing appointment. So we call that Zillow jacking, but this is a great example of delivering value, being an agent that's worth what you make, and some really crunchy strategies, scripts, and free tools that you can use to make it all happen.
Dude, that's awesome. So before we end up here, I got a question for you that you're going to appreciate. But before I get to that, what's the best way for people to find out more about you or kind of follow you? Like, do you do the social media thing or what website if they want to check out Guerrilla Realty, which I'm guessing is probably pretty obvious, but where can people go to find out more, whether they want to find out about your company or just like Chris Jones?
Yeah. So I would recommend if you want to stay in touch with us, make sure you join our email list. So you can go to guerrillarealty.com and there's like a zillion different ways that you can join our email list. You could go any of our free apps, Fizz Bonanza, Listing Cake. If you go use one of those tools, if you click one of the links in the show notes, enter your email, you're on the list, and then you'll know about everything that we do. We try to make sure that the emails we send out are super crunchy and valuable. We teach strategies. We announce webinars that we're doing soon. And so if you want to stay up to date, the best thing you can do is just be on our webinar or be on our email list rather. But you can also look us up on Facebook. We have a decent Facebook presence. And then, GuerrillaRealty.com, PipelinePro Tools.com. That's our flagship product. You can check us out there. And we'd love to have you on the list.
Cool. All right. So as we start to wrap up, I've got a couple more minutes. I'm going to throw a few rapid fire questions at you. You good with that?
Yeah. I can't promise I'll have good answers, but let's go.
You're going to appreciate the questions if nothing else. And maybe I'll just give them all three. Maybe I'll give all three of them to you now, and I'll let you order them, answer them in the order you wish in case you need some time to think. So best purchase under $100 in the last year. These are Tim Ferriss questions, by the way. Best purchase under $100 in the last year. One thing you have changed your mind on in the last year or two. And third one, if you had the billboard that everybody in the world, or at least America, was going to drive by and see, what would say on those? So best purchase under $100. What have you changed your mind on? And billboard.
All right. So let's do reverse order.
Okay.
Billboard. This is like the current thing that I'm learning and the quote that's going through my mind every day. You can have anything, just can't have everything. That's what I put on my billboard. I think it's an important thing to get. It was important for me to get, it means lots of different things, but it definitely means like you can have anything you want. You can achieve anything you want, but you can't do it all at once. So put things, if you've got big goals, put things in the correct order and do them one at a time, and learn to be content with that. Contentedness is something that I've spent a lot of time learning this year, in fact. So that's my billboard. Something I've changed my mind on recently. I think the last time I was on the show, you asked me. And so like the last thing that I know I really changed my mind on is I used to be a huge fan, obviously owning a software company, used to be a big fan of automation and scaling.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
And the thing I changed my mind on is that the best things that you can do as a business owner or independent contractor, as a realtor, is doing things that don't scale. So like sometimes the most powerful call that you can make is that one call to the FSBO to make a free video for them and then walk them through how to make their Zillow listing better, rather than calling 100 FSBO owners and trying to get one of them to book a listing appointment with you, right?
So not everything has to scale is what you're saying.
Not everything has to scale. More recently than that, I changed my opinion. I've never really been a fan of Russell Westbrook as a basketball player, but now that he's a Laker, I'm a huge fan and I love everything that he does. And I don't care that he can't shoot three-pointers.
I'm still processing. So as a lifelong Laker fan, I'm still processing.
I just trust that LeBron's going to make it work. He makes all kinds of kooky stuff that doesn't work on paper. He makes it work. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, the next subject, because for me, Kobe's the bar and no one reaches it. So we'll move on. But of course I'm rooting for another ship for the 18th championship.
For sure. So best purchase under $100.
Yeah. And if it's like $125 or buck, whatever, just, you know what I mean? Like cheap. It can't be like $2,000. Like it's gotta be around $100.
That's a good question. So you could ask me again in a couple of months. My wife and I, we've lived in this house since we got married last September. And we haven't bought any pots or pans. We have one really cheap, like $10 pan that we cook everything in. And we cook pretty much every meal at home. We cook everything. We try to be, in a lot of ways we're not, but we try to be minimalist to some degree. And
that's why you like the word crunchy.
A lot of crap. Yeah. But anyway, so we have one $10 pan that we got from TJ Maxx. It's so freaking ugly. Like I wouldn't let anyone see it.
What's the brand? What's, do you know the brand of it?
No.
You're gonna have to text it to me later so I can make sure it gets into the show notes.
So we replaced it. We finally replaced it. Last night we got online. We were like, we're not broke. We can afford a pan. So we got this, it's called Our Place. They sell this like all in one. You've probably seen the Facebook ads or the Instagram ads. If you look up these pots and pans, it's called the Every Pan. Or every pot or something like that from Our Place. We're really excited about it because it's like a nonstick, but it's not the Teflon stuff. And ask me again in a couple of months. I think that's going to be it. It's going to be a major life improvement because we don't even have a lid for our pan. We take cookie sheets and we put it over our one pan to let stuff simmer.
Dude, I love it.
You know, one of our core values here at Gorilla Realty is that we figure it out. We just make it work whatever way we can. We're extremely resourceful here in the kitchen. Like it's a joke. We'd be embarrassed to let anybody watch us cook, but we make really good stuff here. So, and we eat every meal at home. So,
dude, that's awesome. I'm jumping in. I'm answering my own question. So in the last year, one thing that I got under $100, I actually got this last month, thanks to Fred's wife, who told me about this. I got this little milk frother thing that creates cold. Like, have you ever been to Starbucks and got like a cold foam? They call them like cold brew and like cold foam.
Yes.
Where it's like this. Cold foam. Yeah. Dude, it makes it at home. You just pour some, I use heavy cream and just pour it in, turn it on. It gets it cold and it's foam. Like it's not like, it goes to like this super thick, like layered on top of the coffee. So like, if you like to drink iced coffee in the afternoon, like I do, especially in the summertime, game changer. I think it was like $40. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm not going to lie.
I'll have to check it out. We make our own coffee here, our own espresso here in the mornings. Once a week, maybe twice a week, we'll go to Starbucks. There's no other like independent coffee houses here in North Carolina. So we go to Starbucks. Try this. Not coffee, matcha. You ever had a matcha latte?
Not a latte, but I've had it before. I've been trying more teas recently again.
Yeah, I prefer ice drinks over hot drinks generally. Of course, it's really cold. I'll do a cappuccino or whatever. Do an iced matcha latte with sweet cream cold foam on top. It's basically like green tea ice cream. It's super indulgent. I don't know who knows how healthy it is or whatever, but it's delicious. Iced matcha latte, sweet cream cold foam on top. It's like a game changing order to learn it.
I'll check it out. I've been trying to integrate more yerba mate into my life. And so I'll give the matcha a try as well. And I'll report back to you maybe by the time we do the webinar.
For sure.
All right, dude. Chris, anything left unsaid that we got to say here real quick before we wrap up that we didn't cover?
It's so great to be here.
Yeah, man. Dude, I always love connecting with you. Guys, I know that you get a lot out of this if you listened at all. Chris dropped a couple really amazing bombs, and hopefully you can take something, put it into action, give his company a look, man. I think they're awesome. You know that I don't talk about companies and products very often at all. And the reason I'm always never afraid to talk about Chris is because I know him, stands by his product. They do what they say they're going to do. And it's just cool. They're out to help you, which is, I think, pretty damn awesome. So Chris Jones of Gorilla Realty, thanks a lot for being here, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you again next week.
Today's episode is brought to you by Kevin and Fred's community at eXp Realty. Learn why over 1,000 real estate agents joined eXp Realty last week. Join us for an informational webinar this Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Register at intro to exprealty.com.